Hi everyone, welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed on the Word of God chapter by chapter. My name is Andrew and today we are on Revelation chapter 18. Revelation 18 continues with the matter of the judgment of Babylon that we also saw previously from chapter 17. This Babylon traces all the way back to Genesis. In Genesis 11, we see man's first attempt to build something with his hands that would bring him closer to heaven. That something is called the Tower of Babel. Babel has a progression, a growth and development, just as God's city Jerusalem has. In the last few chapters of Revelation, both of the city have their conclusion and consummation. The Babel that we see in Genesis 11 was enlarged by Nebuchadnezzar and became the Babylon known in the Old Testament. Babylon became an evil and devilish place because under Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians destroyed God's temple and seized the holy vessels, the vessels for the service of God in the temple. Furthermore, Nebuchadnezzar brought his vessels to Babylon and placed them in the temple of his idols. That was an insult to God. At the time of the restoration of God's kingdom in the Old Testament, Ezra brought his vessels back to Jerusalem and placed them back in the rebuilt temple. Therefore, Babylon became evil, not only because of her idolatry, but also because she destroyed God's temple and carried away into captivity God's people and all the holy vessels. In Revelation 18, we see the judgment of the material aspects of Babylon. Let's read verses 1 to 4. After these things, I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with glory. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, and she has become a dwelling place of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich by the power of her luxury." And I heard another voice out of heaven, saying, "Come out of her, my people, that you do not participate in her sins, and that you do not receive her plagues." This chapter starts with Christ appearing as another angel at the time of the destruction of Babylon. Another angel who is Christ himself is coming down out of heaven, and the earth was illumined with his glory. In his appearing, Christ will come as an angel sent by God to fulfill God's commission to execute judgment on Babylon. As we continue to read on verse 18, the overwhelming emphasis on Babylon depicted in this chapter is pure commerce, wealth, money, business, and all the luxuries of life. Here's verses 12 to 15. Cargo of gold and silver and precious stone and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet, of every kind of tanned wood, every vessel of ivory, every vessel of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble, and cinnamon and emomum and incense and ointment of frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep, and cargo of horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the ripe fruits of your soul's lusts have gone away from you, and sumptuous and splendid things have perished from you, and men will find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, who have become rich by her, will stand afar off because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning. From these verses we can see that the characteristics of this Babylon is pure commerce, which is the act of using money to get money, riches, wealth, indulgences of all kinds of things that money supposedly can buy. The principle that will be manifested in that city is increasingly pervading in many nations, especially affluent nations on the earth. It will increase until it becomes more than intolerable. The judgment will come and annihilate commerce, the love of money, the serving of money, and valuing of money instead of God. All of this will be judged and removed from the earth. Without the experience and enjoyment of Christ, we're often carried away by Satan's scheme to distract us and keep us away from God. Satan's aim is to systematize people into his world and keep them away from God's will to have the body of Christ. As long as we are kept away from the body of Christ, we're kept away from the will of God and are systematized into Satan's system. Satan uses all things, such as worldly entertainment, good things, sinful things, and even religious things to systematize people away from God's will. As God's people, we want to see this vision here in Revelation for our benefit. We want to be governed by this vision So we obey the word in Revelation 18 fully. Come out of Babylon, have nothing to do with her. Chapter 17 through 22 of Revelation are the ultimate conclusion of the whole Bible. In these chapters, we also see two cities, Babylon and Jerusalem. Babylon will be utterly destroyed, and Jerusalem will be completely built up. This is the consummation of the Bible, the ultimate issue of the line of Babel and the line of Jerusalem. The line of Babel is the counterfeit of the line of Jerusalem. Before God began the line of Jerusalem, Satan began his counterfeit. Thus the two cities, Babylon and Jerusalem, are opposed to each other. These two lines continue to the present day. These two cannot coexist in our being. We are either for one or for the other. In each one of us, there are many elements of Babylon that we need to come out and leave behind. The Lord is calling us to come out of her, come out of Babylon the Great. We come out of Babylon to become the new Jerusalem, to become the counterpart of the redeeming God. I believe this is the very heart and the burden of Revelation, that we would see the need to come out of Babylon and to become through life and the experience and enjoyment of Christ, to become God's counterpart and God's holy city, New Jerusalem. This is the appeal that was spoken in verse 4. This is verse 4 again. And I heard another voice out of heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you do not participate in her sins, and that you do not receive her plagues. Christ is calling us to come out of Babylon, to come out of the influence and the principle of Babylon. We want to become those who leave Babylon behind and become believers who love the Lord with all our being. Well, that's it for today. Keep enjoying the Bible.